This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. It is the final segment of today's show. We are looking at the topic of work culture today. Wrapping up this show, it's a discussion that we all had about the four-day work week. And it was one of those topics that when we first heard about it a while ago, we were all like, ooh, what's that? Mm-hmm. You know, and it was one of those, it sounded really appealing, and we'd seen experiments coming out of Germany, and I think there was something Japan, in the Netherlands, yeah, Japan towards the end of the year. And, you know, if you worked 4 days and got paid for five, it almost sounded too good to be true. We put it out to a public vote and a public discussion here on BFM as well. And there was a kind of real mixed bag of responses. A lot of people saying, you know, why should I do that? I'm a business owner. And, you know, if you're in for 5 days, you get paid for 5 days. Yeah. If you're in for 4 days, you should get paid for 4 days. But we did manage to speak with Jerry Tan. He's the owner and founder of Floor Culture. He gave us some highlights into this. This is what we had to say and part of the discussion that we had on the show. This is from a story that we've picked up. Do you know what? I forgot what newspaper I picked it up from. But the byline is from Berlin, and it's work 4 days a week and get paid for five. Now, it sounds too good to be true, but companies around the world that have cut their work week have found that it leads to higher productivity, more motivated staff, and less burnout. So according to Jan Schultz-Hofen, founder of Berlin-based project management software company Planio, they introduced a four-day work week to the company's 10-member staff earlier this year, and he says it is much healthier, and we do a better job if we're not working crazy hours. In New Zealand, the trust company Perpetual Guardian reported a fall in stress and a jump in staff engagement after it tested a 32-hour work week earlier this year. Even in Japan, the government is encouraging companies to allow Monday mornings off, although other schemes in the workaholic country to persuade employees to take it easy have had little effect. Britain's Trade Union Congress is pushing for the whole country to move to a four-day work week by the end of the century, a drive supported by the opposition Labour Party. They argue that a shorter week is a way for workers to share in the wealth generated by new technologies like machine learning and robotics, just as they won the right to the weekend off during the Industrial Revolution. Then, of course, you've got people like Elon Musk, who says nobody ever changed the world on a 40-hour work week. You can stick to yourself, Elon. You know, that's your opinion. So a recent survey of 3,000 employees in 8 countries, including the US, Britain and Germany, found that nearly half thought they could easily finish their tasks in 5 hours a day if they did not have interruptions. But many are exceeding the 40 hours a week anyway, with the US leading the way, where 49% said they worked overtime. There has been work creep because you always have the technology, you're always working, so people are getting burned out.
It's more of how the company employs the concept and how they understand what the concept means instead of just taking it on because it's like a gimmick or they feel it's something cool that they can do, because it isn't a new thing. 40 work weeks have been around since the 70s, I think, the concept. And unions, they love this. They love the ideas of making people work just 4 days. But most companies haven't adopted it because they don't know how to make it work. There are a couple of startups that did employ the concept, and then they said that work ethics went down the drain and you know, employees like just stopped coming in. There was not enough work being done in the 4 days to make people feel like they belonged in a company.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some people view the four-day work week as because you have to cram in all that work. You know, you mentally feel like there's just so much to do during the day. I'm going to have to stay back maybe an extra hour or two. Mm-hmm. And then they end up taking more breaks. So it actually makes them not as productive as they would be, you know, if they felt like they only had to work 8 hours a day over 8 hours a day over the week, right? So it's like, it's just, I guess, the way you approach it mentally. Like, do you have more time? Like, for me, I felt like this past 3 weeks, it's been great just having an extra day at home, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, like the Sundays felt much
like
longer.
Like an actual Sunday.
like a Sunday should feel, right? And, you know, but then I come into work on Tuesday and it feels like Monday in disguise. It just felt like it. But, you know, it just, okay, when Friday comes, I've got a 3-day weekend waiting for me. And so I cram all that work in. And so it just felt like, okay, this is worth it, right? You know, cramming all that work. But imagine doing that every week for 52 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could get a bit stressful, and I think it could lead to burnout.
When we've spoken about this before, and if you go back far enough, there was no such thing as a work week and a weekend. It was like you got up, you worked until the sun went down, and then you went to bed and you were exhausted or whatever it was, you know. Industrial Revolution and everything kind of pushed this forward and made it into, not just that, but things like religion as well adjusted how we what days we were going to work. Some people work on a Sunday, other people don't work on a Sunday. And all of these things, depending on how you look at it and what opinion you have changed over time. The one thing that has remained, though, is the five-day work week, you know, depending on where you are and what you do. Is it that time where we are now as a society, where we have to look at it and think and rethink this whole thing as we become more digital, as we employ more things from AI?
Yeah, and that's exactly what Jack Ma said, right? He said that if we embrace AI and machine learning, soon, you know, robotics and automation could be doing some of our work for us. We'll just be there to complement what the robots do for us. And he said that we could actually be working three-day work weeks, you know, if we choose to adopt AI, you know, at like optimal levels.
There's also the, I think, quads. Like yesterday, I saw an article saying that when 5G goes into full effect, that it'll change the way people work because there'll be no reason for people to come into work and you'll be able, the companies will be able to hire people in different countries because there won't be the limitation of space. There won't be the limitation of being in the same location as the company. So you could have like a HQ in New York and then you employ people who live maybe here in KL. But because of how powerful 5G will be, they can still do the same work. So, you know, things like conference calls, things like communication, it'll change, one, the way we communicate, it'll change the way that companies employ people as well, because you won't need so much physical space. So I think when that comes into effect, then they can think about having four-day work weeks, because you can have a staggered workforce, but you can also have a workforce that is all around the world.
A globalized
staggered Yeah, a globalized workforce. So it always comes back. I think we always ask the question, like, we talk about like four-day work weeks and automation and stuff, but how is it going to affect like basic startups, your SMEs? Because those guys have to work 24-7.
Yeah.
Essentially 24-7. You can't have a founder of a startup, a new startup, go on break for like 2 or 3 days a week. That just won't work.
Never happens.
It never happens. So how are they going to cope? You know, what kind of workforce do they need? Can they take like, you know, staggered days off? Or is it just like same old for them? You know, four-day work weeks, does it work for everyone or does it just work for specific kinds of offices and companies?
So I have a frequent guest that comes in and he works for a company where every Tuesday and every Thursday is out of work, out of office days. So basically you have to be in the office on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, but on Tuesday and Thursdays you have the option to work outdoors, and or if you've really done your work over those 3 days, then you know you have the day off. But it comes down to what the employee wants to do at the end of the day. So if you want to use your Tuesdays and Thursdays to actually get work done, or if you want to squeeze all your work into like Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, then you have your Tuesdays and Thursdays off. So, and it kind of works for them because these guys come in and they're always so chill, they're very positive, and I kind of like that vibe, you know, because they come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays for recordings. And so I'm always like, how come you always pick those days? And then they told me about it, right? But it's a hush-hush policy that is only known to employees of the company, not anyone else on the outside, not shareholders and things like that. So interesting, but for me, I think that could work as well, because then you leave it to the employee to kind of figure out how they want to use their time.
Yeah. And there's no wonder they come in all positive on those Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? That's the only work they've got to do, come in and talk on radio. Right. There we go then, folks. That was all about the four-day work week, increase of staff productivity. It actually works. That was discussed back in September of this year.
So we're all saying yes to a four-day work week?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Sandu has gone. But since that show aired back in September, of course, we did another story recently with Frida where we talked about it working in Microsoft Japan.
They printed, apparently one of the interesting facts was that 60% of less usage of the printer.
Yeah.
When the four-day work week. That's just amazing.
And printer costs are high.
It's
a known thing for every office, like the budget.
Electricity of it, but also just paper.
Just paper.
Like you save paper.
It's expensive here at BFM as well, especially because our office manager knows exactly when you have printed one colour sheet of paper and she will be like a shark swimming to your table saying, hey, did you print in colour?
Yeah, you've got to put in a PIN code now.
I know a few people know it, don't they, Jeff?
Don't look at me.
Right. We are going to take a short break, ladies and gents. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. Same time, same place for the best of Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.